Hello, welcome to another episode of the Indie Founder Podcast, the podcast about what's really like to bootstrap a company. Today's episode, I have audio and video, so it's completely fine if you're listening to this on Spotify, but if you want to go to YouTube, you'll be able to see me and you'll be able to see where I am at. Yes, I am at our new office. Our new indie office, Pod Squeeze office, if you like. And this past weeks, I haven't released any episodes because we were very, very busy. Busy doing the full furnituring and migration from the co-working space where we used to work from towards this new space. In today's episode, I want to share with you this whole process, how it came to be, and what are our dreams and hopes for this space. So let's get started. Now, if you follow me on Twitter, WBTiago, you probably have been seeing a lot of pictures. You saw pictures from the before and you have seen pictures of the after. So you kind of already know how the space looks like. In today's episode, I'm not going to show you around because this is supposed to be a podcast that works without you, but maybe I'll make another video. Let me know if you want me to make another video where I do a full tour of the office and ideas we have for this space. But yeah, I've always wanted a space. Maybe not always, but soon after I started working from home, I realized that I needed to get out to find a place to work that was not my home. Because it takes a toll on you, especially if you are extroverted like me, staying at home and never leaving your home because work was consuming a lot of my time. I felt that I was missing out on life, really. That basically I was spending my whole life building this company from my flat. And I decided after around 2 years of building Pod Squeeze that it was time to find a place to work from, a co-working space. And that process started, I looked to a lot of spaces around me and I was crossing them left and right. Maybe because, some because they were too far away, others because the vibe was not right. And it took a while. But finally, we found a space. This space was perfect in terms of location and perfect in terms of amenities too. It was the Flow. It was called Flow. It was, if you know Portugal, there is this gym chain called the Homes Place, and they created this co-working space. And it was really cool because it had a gym. So for the first time, I actually started liking going to the gym. They had like this small space, not so small maybe actually, let's say 70 square meters, but compared to normal gyms was small, but fully equipped with all the top machines you needed. And the great thing, it was always empty. So we could go there and train. And since my co-founder, João, already trains in a gym for a long time, he taught me how to do it. And I enjoyed it. It's really nice because it was very close to where we're working. And even if we had a full day of work, we could always fit 30 minutes of training. So that was really, really awesome. So I started enjoying that. And for 1 year, we worked from this space. The amenities, as I said, were really good. We had a standing up desk, those automatic, you just press the button, it would go up and down. The internet was fine. And I had colleagues, I had people around. So my co-founder was always there, my wife as well, and other people. So it was really nice. I started to meet people. And I think it made a huge difference as well to work together with my co-founder next to me, because it was good to align, it was good to feel each other's energy, to brainstorm. So we started creating some routines. We would go grab a coffee, talk, and kind of come up with ideas to what to do next. So that was really, really nice. And funny enough, my co-founder at first, he was not a big fan of going to an office. He's more like an introvert, he likes to be on his own place. But then the idea started growing on him and he really liked it. There was one big problem though, one huge problem, which was some people around in the co-work were very loud. Yeah, there is an issue. So we had people around us that would have meetings for hours, 2-3 hours. And sometimes they would get a bit too excited. They would start screaming and saying, no, don't do this. And I don't know, he would get really excited about his meetings. But for us, it was a bit annoying because I wanted to focus. So we told the organization, they said they tried to do something about it. They talked with him, he would continue. And at some point we had enough. We told them, hey, you need to fix this. Otherwise we cannot focus, we cannot be here. And since they did not fix it, we decided to fix it ourselves and return to this idea, the idea that I had prior going to this co-working space, which was, let's find our own space. Maybe it's better. Now, the difference is that now we were already paying for a co-working space. So we're already spending the money. If we found something that would be more or less the same price, maybe it was worth it. So I started going on the apps, the real estate apps, finding places. And actually, when we were walking very close to our place, we found a store that was for rent. And there was the phone number, we called, and the rent was quite manageable. It was very cheap, actually, below market. So we said, okay, let's try it out. And here we are. We have now around 75 square meters of our own space. Now, when we first entered, the space was not to our liking. It was previously a store, and it needed a lot of changes. But we don't have a big budget, right? We are bootstrappers. We don't have this VC money. So luckily, my co-founder is a designer. He has also a lot of experience with the DIY kind of stuff. He does everything. So we had that going on for us. And our space basically has two floors. This floor where I am now, this is a 60 square meters, and this is kind of a basement. So there's one big window there, but on top. But here where we are, it's quite dark. And then we have the store place above, and that's where we work. So we immediately said, okay, we need to work from a place where we have lights, where we can see people pass, we get energized. And this basement is perfect for this, recording shows and having meetings and having a gym, because now we got the bug for gym and having a place where we could exercise. So that would be amazing if we could fit in a gym here. So that was basically the plan. Below is for podcasting, is for recording, is for meetings, and is for exercising. Upstairs is to start working place. Now, we had a few issues. The first issue, I don't know if you can hear, hopefully not so much, was the echo. There was tremendous echo all around, in both floors. So we need to find a way to fix it. Now, all the acoustic panels that you see out there, they're very, very expensive. But luckily, my co-founder, as I told you, is a DIY guy. So he started building his own panels. Very simply, actually. He just got a few sticks and created a frame, bought some acoustic foam, which is quite cheap, put a kind of a sheet on top of it, and now we have panels all around. And actually, it worked a lot. The idea was to try to cover most walls with this type of panels. And it sounds better. Hopefully, you'll tell me now if the sound is good or not. But it's much better than before. So that was the first thing, the first goal. Okay, let's try to get rid of all of this echo, because working with echo, recording, even talking, it's super annoying. Back in the co-working space, there were a few meeting rooms that had a lot of echo, and we would have meetings, online meetings, and we couldn't understand what they were saying, and they probably couldn't understand us. So that was really, really annoying. Next was the process of coming up with where are we going to put the stuff, right? Downstairs, we have the gym, we have the place where we record, we need to have like a small kitchen where we can get the coffee and some food. And I wanted as well a table where I could easily record. Not like this. This is my recording podcasting space. I have, by the way, another chair like this there. Hopefully we'll have interviews here. And if people are in Lisbon, I can invite them and interview them here in our own studio, though. So that's really cool. I wanted that. I wanted a meeting place, a table where we could have meetings with multiple people. And I wanted a place as well where I could just sit down, grab my laptop, press one button and record videos for like tutorials for PodSqueeze and any other products we want, and then easily share them on YouTube. So those were the spaces, plus, of course, the gym. Now, at first was a bit tricky, and through this whole process, I'm not going to lie, my co-founder and I had different ideas, and I had to trust him on this a lot because he has much more experience and is much better than I am doing this kind of stuff. So since he has designer background, he made like a full simulation of how this space would look like. And that really helps because you can decide things without buying first, without making stupid decisions. You first decide everything on paper and next you start actually buying the stuff and furniture and so on. So that was the first step. Doing a full Photoshop simulation of how the space would look like, and then start going to the secondhand shops, online apps, and figuring out if people were selling this kind of stuff. So there are actually amazing deals in the secondhand stores. This chair here, for instance, was one of them. A lot of people, maybe they just moved into a place and this place had furniture and they don't want this furniture, so they just want to get rid of it fast. So they will sell it for very cheap prices because they don't want to make money out of this. They just want someone that goes there and take them out. They want to solve that kind of problem. That's amazing because it means that we have very cheap stuff and quality stuff. So we bought chairs. We bought a round table for our meetings, also from another office. They want to get rid of things. We bought a coffee machine. We bought all of this for very, very cheap. So just for you to understand, I'm looking around. The table plus chairs were around, I believe, close to $100, maybe less. These two chairs plus a table, $50. The coffee machine was $100. It's one of those bean-to-cup coffee machines, really good. And so just for you to have an idea, it's not a lot. So just to furniture, this whole 60 square meters probably cost us around $1,000 if we include the gym. Now, the gym is tricky because gym stuff is quite expensive. We needed to find a floor, you know, those rubber floors that were kind of thick enough so that when you're throwing your weights on it, it will not damage the actual floor. And as well, if you fall, if you whatever, you have a place that is comfortable and it will not smash your head on. So that type of material is expensive and we had to buy this new. So that costed a bit. Then we tried to find one of these multi-exercising machines that you can do everything. You can do chest, back, biceps, everything in at once. But the issue is that most of these machines have a very light weight, so they go up to 60 kilos, and we wanted more. It took us a while to find, but finally we did find one that goes up to 100 kilos, which is more than enough for us. And just for you to understand, the retail price of this machine is around $800, €800, so it's even more, like $1,000. And we found one second-handed, but perfect conditions for $200. Yeah. So if you have patience and you really wait and find, you will find amazing deals online for this kind of furniture. So yeah, you can have an office space looking amazing, looking nice, and not spend a lot of the money. So we still had a salary at the end of this month. So that was really nice. The upstairs floor is much simpler. We just got some big desks. And instead of buying the desks, what we did is that we bought the countertop of IKEA plus a few legs for it. And I believe that two big tables that comfortably sit four people but with a lot of space, costed us around $150 or something. And it was also very easy to assemble. So those were the things we did. And next, we started also kind of putting art on the wall. And that part actually was a bit tricky because João wanted the things more to look nice. He's a designer. So he I think for him, how the display matters more than the functionality. And me as a developer, I want everything to have its purpose, to be very practical, easy to use. And everything for me in the office need to have a practical implication or application rather. So for me, each art, each little painting that we have, it must either inspire us or remind us of something or create some kind of good vibe or energy. So it took us a while to kind of decide what we wanted, but we finally did. And the wall looks amazing. Again, if you follow me on Twitter, WBTI, we just go through, like, I have shared so many photos of this space now. And again, if you want me to do a full like video sharing and showing, I'll probably do that and share it on YouTube as well. I can do that. Yeah, so I think it looks really nice. Now, the last three things which are essential are the internet, of course, crucial, water and electricity. So the water and electricity was kind of easy. I just called around, tried to find the best prices and figured it out and did my the contract and so on. The internet was a bit tricky, and I'll tell you why. So there are now, here in Portugal, some new companies that are entering the market which operate and sell internet much cheaper than the previous companies. So the main company here in Portugal, for instance, called NOS, was selling the internet fiber for 1 gigabit of speed for $30, I believe, per month. But this new one was selling 10 gigabits for $15. So I said, okay, let's try it. Now, when things seem too good to be true, sometimes they are. And that's what happened here. So I got the contract and I waited 3 days, 5 days. No one called me. It was like, hey, guys, when are you coming here and installing the things, right? So I'm waiting. And they said, yeah, we will reach out to you. No worries. And I was like, but I'm kind of in a hurry. We have an office. We need internet. No, we'll reach out. 10 days have passed and nothing. 13 days, finally, the guy tells me, okay, I'm going to you and I'm going to install it. 13 days. Great, amazing, he's coming. The technician arrives on site, looks at a bunch of wires and says, ah, it's like, what's going on? Well, it seems that this is still not connected and I need another team to come here and connect it. Great, when can you do it? I don't know. Maybe this week, maybe next week. They will reach out. It's like, what? I'm already waiting for 15 days. So the experience was terrible. I immediately canceled because I still had 15 days to cancel. Otherwise, I would need to be in the contract for a year or so. So I immediately canceled and I told them, no, I will find something else. And funny enough, I posted on LinkedIn about it and it got super viral. I don't know, like some of my posts on LinkedIn are crazy. So this one has got so far to maybe, I don't know now, but 170,000 views, which for Portugal is quite a lot, right? I eventually went to another low-cost firm, but I knew that this low-cost firm is somehow connected to the more established firm. And now it was very fast to install, and the internet is premium. It's really fast. So we started working from here since the beginning of last week. And we have a few friends that also come over, work with us. My wife also works from here. And it's everything I wanted so far. I have, of course, that only once you start working, you start realizing the things that you're missing, what you need, what you don't need. And I bought a projector. So that's a cool thing. We'll have a projector since we are here in the basement and it's more dark. We can have like a huge TV if you want to host some presentations. So I guess now it's time to talk about what's the future of this space. And of course, the first rule for me was this needs to be the pinnacle of production. So it needs to have everything I need to be very effective and to be very productive. And that's why I wanted great internet. I wanted a place where I could just sit down, record podcasts, record tutorials. So that was very, very important. I needed a good coffee machine. I needed a place also where I feel comfortable. So that was the goal number one. It's a place as well where we don't have schedules. Back in our co-working space where we were, it was only until 8. So now I'm here on the weekend, which can be good and bad, but at least it gives me more flexibility. If I don't want to work on a Monday and I want to work on a Sunday, for instance, I could do that. And if I want to work late or arrive later during the day, I can do that. And plus, it's very close to my place, so that's quite amazing. So I want to be a place of productivity, a place where we can really have no limits. So that was the focus number one. And second, a place where we can host meetups, where we can bring friends. And I think that's very important. At first, I thought maybe we could also open this for other people. But to be honest, I don't think it's worth it. Because if we get other people that we don't trust that start also making a lot of noise, it's annoying, right? So I don't think that the rent is that expensive that justifies doing that. But let's say one idea that I wanted to maybe start doing here is a guild. And we had this when I was working back at Trivago. I find it a really cool idea. A place, once per month, let's say, I invite a few entrepreneurs and we have a presentation. One of them prepares a presentation about recording a podcast, about SEO, about now what I'm doing a lot, which is AI automations, for instance. So something that they are doing, something that they're excited about. So they have a 20 minutes presentation. We have our projector. They can show slides. And we are all here drinking a beer and listening to that. And then we just have some networking. We talk, we exchange ideas. And we do that once a month. Amazing. I think that's so cool. So that's one of the things we can do. Other things, I don't know, podcasting meetups, or if someone wants to record their show, their podcast, and they don't have a space, they can come here and record it with us in our space, right? Of course, only with friends, people we trust, because we don't want to make money out of this. We just want to make it a place, a space where we can host things that matter and we can host friends. And as well, when some of my friends that live abroad want to visit and they need a place to work from, they can also come here and work from this space. So that's the goal. Next big meetup here will be our inauguration party. We're still trying to understand and figure out what we want to do. But yeah, I'm quite excited. But it was 1 month of a lot of work and getting the car, going to pick up all of these things that we bought. We got a carpet here as well. We did this whole process was took us a lot of time. And that's a great thing about having a SaaS, because we could put our SaaS on the side and it was still making money, it was still getting clients. I was the one still working a bit more in the SaaS. Juan was fully focused on the office. But yeah, that's a great thing about having this type of businesses, because they kind of self-run for a while. And especially now with the automations that we have running, a lot of these AI employees are able to do things that used to take us hours of work. So that's quite amazing. Now, is this the space that will finally take us to 1 million ARR? Hopefully. I guess you'll have to keep listening to this podcast and see. Now, again, thank you so much for being a listener of the Indie Founder podcast. Hopefully now we'll have more interviews here on site with people. And if you have questions about the office, if you have ideas on things that we can do here, or if you want a full tour of the office, let me know, both on Twitter, WBTiago, send me DM, LinkedIn, or even if you're listening to this on Spotify, you can actually add comments and I'll see them. So that would be amazing. Thank you very much. And have a lovely week.